It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM radio station. Something that affects many families, in fact, it's affecting our family at the moment. Ava's grandfather has Alzheimer's. And I know that you, Tyler, you've had some Alzheimer's.
Both sides of my family, my parents' parents, yep.
So Alzheimer's and all various forms of dementia affect families, and it can be very sad. It can also be very funny. Ava's grandfather's still very funny, even though he's not the guy he used to be.
Yeah.
And that's really it's painful for families.
World's worst disease, because your body is typically fine, and your mind is just gone.
Yeah,
I hate it.
You've already lost them. It's like having a death, except there's no sort of...
Right.
There's no closure. So in studio today, Anne Gray is here. Are you from the... What's the name of the organization? The Alzheimer's Association of America, is that right?
It's Alzheimer's Association.
That's it?
Yes.
So not, are you international?
We fund research internationally, but our chapters are in the United States.
Right. Well, can you talk to us a little bit about... All I know is what I see when I go and see Grandad Jaime. You know, I'm not an expert, but you are. Tell us a bit about how Alzheimer's affects people.
Sure. It's a degenerative brain disease, and what people commonly don't understand is that it's not a normal part of aging. It is a disease.
Yeah.
And it causes the first the front part of the brain to degenerate, which causes the personality changes that you were just discussing. Sometimes they can be more positive, some becomes more humorous, sometimes people can become very angry and aggressive. It depends on how their brain deteriorates. And then ultimately it robs them of their memories and their all of their cognitive functions, and then ultimately their bodily functions, and they die. It's a very long goodbye for someone with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, yeah. And the association, how does that help people and their families?
We help in a variety of ways. We have education and support groups, and as a matter of fact, we have a documentary screening happening right here in Laguna Beach on Wednesday night for Jen Silent. It will be at the Susie Q Center, and it begins at 5:30. So if people want to RSVP for that, they can call 800-272-3900 or find information on our website at alz.org/OC. And we also offer support groups throughout Orange County. We offer 15 different educational classes. Our three core classes are the basics of memory loss, effective communication strategies, and understanding and responding to dementia-related behavior.
So this is for families of that are faced with this diagnosis, and they go, well, what does it mean?
Exactly.
What's going to happen? What's the prognosis? Is there a sort of timeline? Can you say a person's diagnosed, they're becoming more and more forgetful, and it's not just a question of they've lost their keys again. It becomes a thing where they really are not present. So is there a sort of timeline? Can you say it's going to take another year, or what, or is it different for everybody?
It's fairly different for everyone. People with early onset Alzheimer's, which are people under the age of 60, people I've heard about have been diagnosed in their late 40s. Their timeline for their decline is much more aggressive, and they maybe live 5 to 7 years. Older adults with early stage Alzheimer's can be in that stage for several years and then move to mid stage and then late stage. So we categorize it in those stages. As far as the early stages, you know, they maybe have to stop working, but they can still do household tasks and things like that. And mid stage is really when they start to need more help, regular caregiving. They may start to wander. And then late stage is really when their bodies start shutting down.
Right. So our experience is that Jaime began to get confused. He was living on his own, 96 years old at that time.
Mm.
Still living on his own, still doing his own thing, going to a local old age home to sing to the people, some of whom were 25 years younger than him, you know, and then just going home afterwards. Really had a long and very incredible life. And then we go back like maybe once a year. So we see the decline really starkly. It's not like... But so does it happen in stages really obviously, or is it a long, slow decline?
It's a more slow decline, I think, more gradual. But for someone who you haven't seen in a while, it would seem very shocking.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly was for us.
So is the Alzheimer's Association trying to end the disease?
Absolutely. Our mission is to end Alzheimer's disease. Our goal is a world without Alzheimer's, and we fund research not only here in Orange County. We fund about $1.2 million in local research here in Orange County because some of the best scientists in the world are right here in Orange County. We fund about $45 million globally throughout the U.S. and in Europe and other countries. We advocate very strongly for increased National Institutes of Health, NIH funding, because that's where a lot of discovery can take it to the next step to move progress along. But we feel at the Alzheimer's Association, it's very important for us to drive research dollars to the projects and ideas that have the fastest chance for success, because, you know, time's running out for people and it's becoming an even greater epidemic in our country with the aging baby boomer population. And the incidence of Alzheimer's disease by the year 2025 is going to increase by about 74% in this country. Uh-huh. So it could bankrupt our healthcare system.
So what is being done? What steps have been made? What's promising in terms of finding that cure?
One of the most promising discoveries recently is PET imaging, where we can actually diagnose accurately Alzheimer's in someone who's living and have an early diagnosis, so that a clinical trial is really pinpointing people with Alzheimer's disease.
Before they even know they have it?
Sometimes before they even know they have it. We've found evidence that it can start developing 20 years before the signs exhibit themselves. But the imaging helps us to target clinical trials, whereas before, some trials of drugs that weren't successful maybe weren't in people with Alzheimer's dementia. Maybe they had another form of dementia, but it wasn't accurately diagnosed. So we're hoping that revisiting some of these trials will give us some progress. And it also helps us understand really what to study in the brain by being able to look at Alzheimer's in a live, active brain. Because in the past, even as much as 5 years ago, you could only do research on a donated brain after someone with Alzheimer's had passed away.
Are there clear markers that make that differentiate, let's say, Alzheimer's from other forms of dementia? So you can say, well, this is definitely that particular disease. When you do the PET scan and you find an early onset patient.
Yes, it's scientific, but there's beta and tau in the brain, which are attached to different cells that cause the degeneration.
Right, so it's a specific disease. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Huh. Tell us about the event on Wednesday here in town, because people can support you in a couple of different ways coming up. But this thing in town sounds really interesting, this film.
Yes, it's free to the public, and we are partnering with Laguna Beach Seniors. The event will be at the Suzy Q Center, and the Jen Silent documentary is filmed by Stu Maddox, and it really focuses on the LGBT community in long-term healthcare and in healthcare providers in general, and they feel like they have to go into the closet if they go into a nursing home or a long-term care facility because they don't want to be bullied by other seniors. Mm. They don't want to be felt discriminated against by any of the healthcare caretakers. And it just highlights a problem where, one couple in the documentary, it's a very sweet story and they tell their journey. There's another woman who, she's alone, and it shows what happens with her in her journey. And then there's another couple that shows that they, you know, have fears for their friends and loved ones. And it's just a beautiful film, and I think it will really get people thinking and really spur people to action to create safe communities.
That's interesting. You know, there's obviously the Glenn Campbell story, mm-hmm, most recently. Good film about him and his decline and his final tour. Died, of course, of Alzheimer's recently. People know about him, but he's from a very sort of white bread community. And there are, so the what you're saying, if I'm getting this right, is people in the LGBT community have a specific set of issues and problems associated with going into long-term care. And I imagine that other groups and other communities also have their own specific cultural problems, you know, immigrants or people from different backgrounds, faiths. You know, and all of that, they need an advocate because obviously they're not able to, because of the diminishing brain capacity, they're not able to advocate for themselves. So does your organization really work hard to look at those kinds of issues outside of simply the medical problem itself?
Absolutely. We have a 24/7 helpline that people can call 24/7. Mm-hmm. any holiday, we're always there, and it's staffed by experts, and we really get to the heart of what people need. If you need to call because you're frustrated and you don't know what to do, they'll ask you the right questions to get to the heart of what you need and give you the resources to help you.
So that's Wednesday at the Suzy Q, Wednesday evening. What time does it start again?
It starts at 5:30.
5:30, okay. And then you have this walk to end Alzheimer's, which is not your first walk to end Alzheimer's. I mean, it's been going for years, this thing, right?
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. It is the country's largest event to raise funds for research and care and support for people with Alzheimer's disease. In Orange County, we have three Walk to End Alzheimer's. Our first one is coming up this Saturday on September 30th at the OC Great Park. And that starts at 8 a.m. The walk festivities kick off at 9 a.m. Our next event is the following Saturday, October 7th at Bolsa Chica State Beach in Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
It's a great event. So beautiful right on the beach there. We do have ADA access for viewing the stage at that event, and the path is paved, so it's fine for people with walkers or wheelchairs. And then our final walk is on October 14th, and that's our North Orange County walk at Cal State Fullerton.
And all of this information available, say the website again.
Our website is alz.org/walk for walk information. And for information for Jen Silent, you can go to alz.org/OC.
All right, but alz.org will be the central place for all of that stuff.
Thank you.
So if you're not able to fundraise or walk at any of these events, how can people help?
People can help us year-round. Our ability to reach more people and help them is really based on the amount of volunteers that we train and mobilize in our community. And so if people are interested in helping us with support groups, helping us with fundraising events, helping us share some of our educational programs. We provide training for all of these things. We are already forming our Walk to End Alzheimer's committees for next year. People can still register online for the walk, even if they can't be there that day, and raise money for us so they can be what we call a virtual walker. But all of our volunteer opportunities are available by calling our office.
All right. And again, it's alz.org. And have we, Anne Gray from the Alzheimer's Association, did I forget anything?
I think that we've had a great time, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with people what we're doing. I'd just like to give our helpline number
if anyone
needs it. It is 800-272-3900. Again, that's 800-272-3900, and someone is there 24/7 to help you.
And if you didn't get that down, you were driving, whatever, the podcast of this conversation will be up online at kx935.com. pretty soon. All right, thanks very much. Anne Gray from the Alzheimer's Association. Good luck with everything, and thanks for all you do.
Thanks for having me here. Thank you.